Okay. Hi, everybody. Hope you all. You all hear me? Am I coming across?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Terrific. Just give me a second. And let me okay, let me just kids here. Okay. So if I could ask everyone, so I'll put everyone on mute. Okay, everybody, if there's a problem hearing me, you can let me. Everyone's on mute. Mirtz Hashem, at the end of the shir, I'll open up for questions. There's a lot of background noise, just to make sure everyone can hear. So now it's a 10, it's 5 o'clock in Israel, and the topic of the shir this year, this week, is something that I'm sure is in everyone's mind, just like until recently. Just like until recently, we had on our mind about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, how Rosh Hashanah is going to work out, how Yom Kippur is going to work out, and whatever it was, we're approaching Sukkot, and obviously this is going to be a very different Sukkot than anyone has ever experienced. The fact is that the center of the action in Sukkot is in the Sukkah. Which, so we'll be limited to nuclear families, wherever, depending what's going on. But we approach the, I would like to call it the climax of Chodesh Tishrei, Simchas Torah. And Simchas Torah will definitely be a very different Simchas Torah than we've ever experienced. And the question is, how can we make the most out of Simchas Torah? What can we do to make the most out of Simchas Torah this year? And understand what the point of Simchas Torah is. Now, I would just mention, again, sometimes it's very hard to understand what happened Bizman Chazal, and there's no question that everything that we've done, in the course of 2,000 years have developed. So I can't imagine, even though 2,000 years ago they davened on Shabbat and they had Sudot Shabbat, I can't imagine that our Shabbat is exactly the same as it was 2,000 years ago. But certainly Simchas Torah, there's no question, has developed and I would say has mutated over the centuries to what we have today. And what I would like to go ahead, and therefore, if we were going to keep Simchas Torah like did in days of Chazal, it would seem that it would be very simple, for us today. But of course, the minhagim that have been picked up by Klal for generations are very meaningful and very important. And even though we will not be able to do, most people not be able to do the minhagim to the fullest extent, but the question is, what can we learn from these minhagim in order to make our Simchas Torah much more meaningful? Now, I just want to mention that before we speak about, is Simchas Torah more than just a regular yontif? Simchas Torah is a yontif, and it would seem Bizman Chazal, from the Gemaras, it seems that Simchas Torah was a chag like other chagim, and you'd come home from shul Simchas Torah night, regular time, Simchas Torah morning, regular time, like a regular chag, whatever that was, and that's it. And over generations, developed. So you can say, okay, so why is Simchas Torah so important? And I think that the reason why Simchas Torah is so important is to realize the underlying thing of Simchas Torah. Why? Because everyone knows Simchas Torah, by the way, is Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz La'aretz, it's celebrated as 2 days, and the focus of the first day is Shmini Atzeres, and the focus of the second day is Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day, of course, and even though we call it Shmini Atzeres in our davening, Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, but certainly the way the day is celebrated as a day of is certainly celebrated as a day of I would say it's certainly celebrated as a day of what I refer to it as so celebrated as a day of a very as a day of Simchas Torah. That's the nature in Eretz Yisrael. It's called Simchas Torah. It takes on a Simchas Torah nature. However, there's a very famous Medrash Chazal, What's the very famous Medrash Chazal? Chazal contrasts the korbanot of Sukkot, the korbanot of Simchas Torah, of Shmini Atzeres, I should say. And on Sukkot, we know, is a lot of korbanot for the Umot Sa'olam, a lot. However, Shmini Atzeres is par echad, keves echad. It's one, very small. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, he says, you know, we spend the first 7 days thinking about the Umot Sa'olam, I'm thinking about the whole world. This last day before you go back, just for me and you, before you go back, just for me and you. So, that being said, that it's just for me and you, it sounds like there's something in Simchas Torah. However, if you look at the Korbanot Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also, it's par echad keves echad. So even though Chazal contrasts Simchas Shmini Atzeres to Sukkot, however, the Korban Musaf, which is very special to show the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the same Korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So on a certain level, Simchas Torah, you know, is brought up to level Yom Merayim. For that reason, we do a lot of the tefilos in Hakafot, and some of the nusach is actually the nusach of Yom Merayim, of Yom Merayim. So I heard that according to the Maril, so you should actually do Yom Merayim nusach Simchas Torah night. It's not a joke. So therefore, Simchas Torah is a very important day, and I would suggest that part of the reason we have all these celebrations is really to focus on is to help us focus on the uniqueness of the day, that on a certain level, it's different than a regular Yom Tov. I just want to add one more thing before I start to share. I was thinking about this yesterday, that yes, as we'll see in a few minutes, Simchas Torah has developed. What does it mean it has developed? So I say, Bizman Chazal, so it seems like in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, you would have gone to shul, you would have read, let's say, Kol HaBachor, maybe Aser to Aser, then a special of Torah, and you would have gone home. In the time of in Chutz Laretz and Simchas Torah, you would have read you would read Vezos HaBracha, but you wouldn't have read Bereshis. It would be a different Torah, Noah HaKafos. So therefore, Simchas Torah has and we'll see the changes that have happened have really developed over the years. And it popped into my head that there are 2 days we celebrate the Torah. One day we celebrate the Torah is Shavuot, of course, Matan Torah, and the second day we celebrate the Torah is Simchas Torah. It's sort of kind of fascinating that it's the climax to Pesach, which is Shavuot, we celebrate the Torah and Shavuot, and the climax to Sukkot, Simchas Torah, we celebrate the Torah on that day also. So there's a question that's asked that we celebrate Shavuot on Vav Sivan, the sixth of Sivan. According to the way we paskin, the Torah was given on the seventh of Sivan. Okay, so it's not really an issue because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Torah says, 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when you should celebrate Shavuot. So that's the halacha. But the question is asked, but if the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, so especially for those in Eretz Yisrael who celebrated on the sixth, how come we say Zman Matan Torateinu? We shouldn't say Zman Matan Torateinu. We should just say whatever. I don't know. Whatever you want to say, you know. Because really, Zman Matan Torateinu was on the seventh of Sivan. So one of the answers that suggested is, no, because what happened, really the Torah was supposed to be given on the sixth of Sivan. But in order for Klal Yisrael to prepare to be Tahor, Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. So really, that was the real netinah, that was the real giving. When Klal Yisrael can affect the Torah in a certain way, there is no more of a giving than that. That is really the ultimate giving that we have. That is really the ultimate giving that we have when we go ahead and we receive the Torah, is that Claudius that we're able to actually explain the Torah, interpret the Torah, and our Kodesh Baruch gives it validity. So it's and as a matter of fact, if you go down, it's a little further down the path, I'll show it to you right now. It's a pasuk in the very first chapter in Tehillim. So it says in source number 7, Ki im v'torat Hashem chefso. So first, the first part of the pasuk, source number 7, is called Torat Hashem, and the second part of the pasuk, it's called Torato. So the question is why, and what's the answer? The answer is that at first the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Look at Rashi. However, if you go ahead and you look when it says. But source number 8, Tchilo Hayinikras Torah Hashem, Umisha'am Alba, and after you work on it, then what happens is it's actually called Torah. It's actually called your Torah. So once we're able to actually interpret Torah, it's called our Torah. So that Shavuos, Shavuos is called Zman Matan Torah Teinu. It was given to us that day, the day that we were able to actually go ahead and we were actually able to interpret the Torah, became our Torah. And I was thinking it's fascinating that not only is Shavuos that we somehow have a handle on some way from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in our hand, but Simchas Torah is more than that, because Simchas Torah, so it's not just that Moshe Rabbeinu changed Simchas Torah, that Chazal changed Simchas Torah. As you'll see, even after Chazal, Klal Yisrael had this ability to go ahead on some level and change how Simchas Torah is celebrated. So the day we celebrate the Torah, we as Am Yisrael as a whole show, it's really still our Torah, that we can go ahead within the confines of Halacha and really change how Simchas Torah is celebrated. So again, I would just say before we do source number one, and then we'll see the various minhagim, the various customs. So the way Simchas Torah is celebrated is a Chazal. You went to Shul, you daven Shacharis, you said Hallel, you leaned, depending whether it was Kol HaBachor or Zos HaBracha, had a maftir, haftorah, it was a different haftorah probably, Vashlom HaMelech, he had daven Musaf, did they go ahead and did they say Tefilas Geshem, not Tefilas Geshem, exactly when did that happen? Okay, that's a question. I'm not going to discuss that. Not really knowledgeable enough to discuss that. And then you went home and ate. And let's see where the Menhagim develops. You look at source number one, the Shulchan Aruch, the Makim Sha'osin Shnei Yom Tov, the place where you make two Yom Tov, 2 days Yontif. And really, the reason why I'm discussing Siman Tov Reish Tamach Tes is because in the Siman HaShmini Atzeres, it doesn't elaborate as much how you celebrate Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So Lel Chi and the ninth night of Sukkot, which is Simchas Torah, Mikachim, you say Kiddush v'Omrim Zman, you say Shachriyanu, Ulamachar, the next day, Motzian Gimel Svarim, you take out 3 Svarim, Bekorim v'Echav Zos HaBracha, which is mentioned in the Gemara, Tzavah Torah, the end of the Torah, Uvasheni, in the second, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, Bereshis Arashir Baralakim, you read Bereshis until then the Ve'yachulu, Lasos, Ubashlishi, in the third Koriya Maftir, Kamo Esmo Maftir. But he says, and what do you read? Ve'yach Reis Moshe, which again is not that Torah mentioned by Chazal. So you really see that there's a lot of, so far, we haven't even gone beyond the laning. There's a lot of things that were added. The Korin Yom Tov Ha'achron Simchas Torah, and this last day the Ramah adds is called Simchas Torah. We don't call it Shmini Atzeres too, it's called Simchas Torah. Okay, and even in Eretz Yisrael, where it's really one day, we still call it Simchas Torah. Lefi Shesmeichim Va'osim Vosudas Mishta, because you're happy and you make a Sudas Mishta Lagomer Shal Torah. So again, there's something very special. There are different parties. The Noagin, and the Minig is, again, something else added. Shamasayim Va'Torah Va'Maschal, the one who finished the Torah and started the Torah. So he says, Nodrim v'nedavos, gives nedavos, v'korim l'acherim l'asos mishta, and I guess calls others to make a party. Okay, so he gives nedava, and someone else makes the party. V'od nogunu, v'mdinas el l'hotzi, v'simchas Torah arvitz, v'shachras kol simchas Torah shev'eichol. And there's also a minhag that we go ahead and we take out of the Aron Kodesh, Friday at night, simchas Torah night, simchas morning, all the svarim v'eichol, v'om v'seiz mirim v'tishbachos, again, it doesn't mention the hakafot. We take out Sefer Torah and we sing and we dance. He says, why? He says, kol makom lefi minhago, every place according to its custom. And then he goes on. He says, v'od nagu lahakif in Sefer Torah, another minute, to do hakafot Sefer Torah, v'abim v'shevei sekneses, just like your makif the lulav, v'kol mishum simcha, and the whole reason is because the simcha, in order to have happiness. Avinagu od harvas akurumus sefer Torah, and there's also a minug, again another minug, that to go ahead and to have call everyone up to the Torah, v'korim parsha achas harve pamim, and you read the same parsha many times, and isser v'davar, there's no isser, again this is minhagim, v'od nagu l'rikos kol hana'orim, let's say for Torah, and then also there's a minhag to read, to call up all the children to the sefer Torah, kol na'orim, the Korim Lehem Parshat Malach HaGol, and you recite Malach HaGol afterward, you read Malach HaGol, Ubalayla Korim B'Sefer Torah, and Adarm Shavit Torah, at night you read the Kriya of the, of the, of the, of, 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 of we read Zosha Brach at night. And I once heard explanations of why to read a Torah at night. It's the only time. Because you can't stop, take out a Torah to dance with. So if you take out the Torah, take the Torah out in order to read, in order to go ahead and to read from the Torah, right? So therefore, we have a Kriyas Torah at night in order to be able to take the Sefer Torah out to read from. That's what we do in the morning also. That's why I think amongst Ashkenazi communities, the minhag is to go ahead and have a kafos at night and in the morning, and not at mincha. Okay, and I know that the custom has changed because people want to go ahead and they find hakafah is too long in the morning, but the original minhag was to have in the morning. It's really like an elongated hotzah sefer Torah. Okay, but that being said, you see here there's so many minhagim that were added over the years that we celebrate Simchas Torah not just by rejoicing the Torah. We celebrate Torah by showing that the Torah is really, really ours. It's really ours. We've had all this minhagim, and therefore at Simchas Torah itself, so we celebrate that it's our Torah, but we celebrate by showing that it's still ours by adding all these minhagim, which were added over the course of generations. Which, you know, I would just mention that on a regular year, no one would think of skipping these minhagim, these customs, finding somehow in a way to fit in one of our schedules. But he says, but these have become part and parcel of what Simchas Torah is all about. So the question is, what can we do with Simchas Torah? And the question I'm trying to think is, this year when some shuls might not have a kafos, I happen to be in Chutz Laaretz now, and the place where I'm going to be davening, I heard they said everyone's going to stay in their seats. Certain shuls might have social distance hakafos, you know, with a quick dance for a minute and a half. It's not going to be the same type of Simchas Torah. So the question is, how do we celebrate? How do we show our Simcha? How do we come out of Simchas Torah thinking, wow, this is really extremely, extremely special? That's the question that I would like to deal with. So if we go ahead and we look at source number two, so the Levush says like this. And then I will deal with the questions. All right, Samir Tzashem. So it says like Leil Chi'i, who's Simchas Torah. Leil Chi'i is called Simchas Torah, and the reason why it's called Simchas Torah is because we make a Simcha Mishle Shimshal Torah, right? And he says, and what's the reason why? And this is very important. So where do you see that you go ahead and you make Simcha Shal Torah? So it quotes the Medrash, a very important Medrash. From here we see that you make a Suda for the Gomer Shal Torah. We all know the famous story that Shlomo HaMelech had a dream, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what do you want, Chachma or Osher, wisdom or rich wealth? And he says, I want Chachma. And he woke up in the morning and he felt, you know, he felt enlightened by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he went to Yerushalayim, Vayas Mishti, made a Mishti L'chol Avadav. So just like Shlomo HaMelech went ahead and made a Mishti L'chol Avadav, when we do a Siyam, we also make a Mishta. We make a Mishta also. So the question is asked by my grandfather. It's in Be'ach of the Rishima Shiurim of Masechah Sukkah. But I heard this from my father a number of times. He's speaking about this a lot. And the question is, my grandfather, Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, asked the question. He said, well, what's the connection? Shlomo HaMelech, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gave him Chacham, will you make a Siyam? Shlomo HaMelech didn't learn anything. He didn't finish anything. He just all of a sudden became, you know, he felt like he had a lot of wisdom. What's the connection to us finishing a Masechta? That's the question. And my grandfather explained, he says, no, because the question when you make a Siyam, the point of making a Siyam is not that, wow, I finished something. The point of making a Siyam is now that I finished something, I can start something new. And what I'm starting new will be different because I have the knowledge of the previous Siyam. So therefore, if you know, a person went ahead and finished Shas once, twice, three times, four times, every time it's special, not because you finished Shas, but now you can start Shas again with more knowledge. And there's no question when you go ahead and you learn something a second time, a third time, a fourth time, there's no question that there's something very different about it each time. you know, for many years I've been having a chabura with a few people in my shul on Erev Shabbos. Unfortunately, since COVID, we haven't really gotten together. But there's certain svarim of Tanakh, certain svarim of Tanakh. So we did Yeshua, Rishonim, we did Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, we did Shir Shirim. We're about to finish Yechezkel at some point. And in certain svarim, I've relearned, and there's no question that the second, third, fourth time, it makes a big difference. So the point of the Siyam, what's the point of the Siyam? The point of the Siyam is in order to, the point of the Siyam is in order to go ahead and to be able to start something new that's very fresh, and you're learning it, and because of that, you feel enlightened, and you're up to the challenge. Just like Moshe, Shlomo Melech felt something was different now because he had knowledge. We come with more knowledge. That's the point of the Siyam, and that's why. So it's fascinating. According to that, the reason why we celebrate Simchas Torah is not because Siyuma Shel Torah. The reason why we celebrate Simchas Torah is because now we can start the Torah anew. He says that's the Gemar Shel Torah. That now we have something different. That's the idea, and that's very important as we'll see. But that's just keep that in mind. Then he says, and then that's the question. Now, the question is, why do we go ahead and why do we read? He says, why do you go ahead? So it's interesting. I'll just point out in source number three, Eliyahu Rava says that there was a minog. Eliyahu Rava says in source number three. Eliyahu Rava says in source number three, there was a minog somehow in source number three, that some of the days of Ben Vachaya, that people would go ahead and people would throw fruits at the kids, I guess during Kolanarim, I don't know. Just like today, the minig is to throw candy, okay? And Ben Vachaya didn't like it. I guess it's about Tashchis. But Eliyahu Rava quotes, he doesn't understand, because that according to certain medrash, Haman told Ahasuerus that the Jewish people, the strange actions that they go ahead and do, that they go ahead and they throw fruits at people. So he says it could be it was a good minhag, right? In the days of Ahasuerus, the days of Haman, the Jews did. However, he said maybe Rabbeinu Bachaya saw that in his days it involved a lot of holiness. And therefore, he wanted to get rid of it, which is, we see that sometimes the minhag goes to the wrong place. You maybe shouldn't keep doing it. Okay, but then if you look at Os Bet, she says, what's the reason why we read Vezos HaBracha? In other words, so we read Vezos HaBracha today because we finished the Torah. But it's important to keep in mind that we'll come back to that. It's important to keep in mind that in the olden days, they didn't necessarily go ahead and finish the Torah in every single place where they were in 1 year. There were customs they finished every 3 years. So what's the relevance to Zos HaBracha and Simchas Torah? So the Eliyahu Rava quotes the Avudraham is because that when Shlomo HaMelech, after he went ahead and he built the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jews came for a big Chanukah Sabbath, it was Sukkot time, and when the Jewish people, we'll see the Pasuk soon, the Jewish people went home, Moshe gave them a bracha. So we see that after a long celebration, especially a celebration that involves being over with Ne'ashem, which Sukkot really is, so we see what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to hear a bracha from the king. Who was the king? The king is Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zos HaBracha Shivras Moshe Ish Elokim Es Bnei Yisrael. And that's the reason why I read V'zos HaBracha, because we want to get a bracha from the king. So that is a reason why we read V'zos HaBracha. He says now so we'll skip the Birk Yosef for now. Let's go on. Let's look at the Gemara. So let's see what Chazal did. What was Chazal Simchas Torah like? Let's see for a second what Chazal Simchas Torah was like. If you look at the very top of the page, source number five, it's a Gemara Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Yom Tov Achron, the last day of Sukkot, Korin Kol HaBachor, you read Kol HaBachor. I haven't been in Chutz Laaretz in many, many years, but if my memory serves me correct. So we read, they start Aser to Aser here, Umaftirin Vayhike Chalo Shlomo. Ulamachar, I'm sorry, he says, call of a chor, mitzvah chukim of chor, umaftir v'hil chalo shlomo. Ulamachar, next day the Gemara says, in Chutzlaretz Korim v'zol Sabracha, we recite v'zol Sabracha, u'maftirim v'yamot Shlomo. If you look at the Rambam himself says, v'yonta v'achron, Korim kol v'chor, u'maftirim v'yichal Shlomo. He says, u'lamachar Korim v'zol Sabracha, u'maftirim v'yamot Shlomo. The next day you read v'zol Sabracha, and the Torah is v'yamot Shlomo. The Rambam does not mention reading Parshas Bereishis, because obviously this is something which developed, you know, later. V'yeshim aftirin, and some have a Torah, v'hi achreis mos Moshe, as we do, u'v'shari mos chagam kram tzal chag. So the Rambam holds, then the last day of Sukkot, what do you read? You read Kol HaBachor, that's Hashmi HaTzeres, and on Simchas Torah, read Zos HaBracha, which is mentioned by the Gemara, now Torah's v'yam et Shlomo, and there are some people who go ahead, and they will read by Hiachare Mos Moshe, as we do, every place according to his minhag. Even though Chazal do not mention that Haftar of Hiachare Mos Moshe, the fact of the matter is that has become the minhag. Now, if you, in terms of that becoming the minhag, so it's fascinating. If you look at source number 9, and read source number 9 aloud, the Sefer Rokeach mentions Tosfos. All right, and Tosfos actually objects to this minhag of reading by Hi Achar Mimos Moshe, the first Baruch Yeshua, source number 9, V'yesh Maftir V'yachas Moshe. But Tosfos Kosvusham, V'yesh Mekomos Shenogim LaHaftir, there are places that have a minhag to have a Torah of a Hi Achar Mimos Moshe, V'shibushu. And Tosfos says that's a mistake. Sharia Talmud ain't Omer came, because the Talmud does not say, Gemara says you do have Torah V'yamot Shlomo. So how can we change the minhag and go ahead and read the Haftorah of, how can we read the Haftorah of Vayihi Acharei Mos Moshe? He says, V'yesh Omrim, and then some say, Sh'Rav Haigon Tiken Lomar, Rav Haigon was Mesachin to say this, Vayihi Acharei Mos Moshe, Aval Einam Yodim HaSvara, but they don't know the Svara, Amai, Shina Seder Halita, Talmud, Al Kan Devarav. Okay, So Rav Haigon changed it. Uvagos, my minis matzastish kosov, shagaonim tiknukain, shahimain aparsha, the gaonim or masakas, it's similar to the parsha they read by Yom Moshe. And he says, and therefore he says, Vrashayim hagonim lashanos, the gaonim can change the Torah. And where do we see a precedent for that? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Amar, Vaidna, Nogan, Maftir, and also Vasifim, and we read Kisoid, he says, even though Tanaim said read something else, so it's not the biggest deal, Gedonim can go ahead and can change. And the Ran on the Rif actually says the same thing, that the reason why we read the Haftar of Yerachas Moshe Moshe is because Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and he was able because it says Yerachas Moshe Moshe, so the continuation of that is the Haftar of Yeshua. If you look at the Rush source number 11, it's about Torah, the Yom Tarach Shuchah Kol Bachor, he says, and yes, and there is Vayihi Acharei Mos Moshe, and the question is, the Rush says, how can we do this, go against the Gemara? V'hachi Isa V'Yerushalmi, this is in the Yerushalmi, V'hachi Naginon, and this is Nohog in the Yerushalmi. However, I will tell you, no one knows where the Yerushalmi is. It could be we don't have access to the Yerushalmi anymore, but the Rosh said it was a Masorah in Yerushalmi that you read by Hi Acharei Mos Moshe on Simchas Torah. It could be that we don't have the Yerushalmi. It could be sometimes some of the words that were written down by the Rabbanan Savroi of the Minhagim in Bavel are referred to as Yerushalmi also. But the Rosh feels is a source in Chazal for that. Okay, now we're going to skip number 12 for now. We'll see if we come back to it. But if you look at the Sefer HaMachkim, he says now, so if you look at the Sefer HaMachkim, one of the Rishonim, he mentioned interesting custom. Because on one hand, we have the Chazal say, read by Yamot Shlomo. On the other hand, we have the minhag of reading by Hi Acharei Moshe, Mos Moshe, the first chapter in Yeshua. So he says like this, source number 13, will be Sefer Torah Shlishi v'Yom Hashmini Atzeres Min HaMaftir. So the third Sefer Torah is the Maftir, and V'yat Malach V'Yom Shlomo. Hachi Amrinan Megillah Lefi Shekol HaSeder Sha'asha So why do we read Vayom Vo Shlomo? Because everything Shlomo did happen on Sukkot. All right. So therefore, it's a good topic to focus on and deal with. Ach b'chumashim shalanu, nirmaz, vayhi acharei mos Moshe, v'sefer Yeshua. But in our chumashim, so it's, we have the remez, he says, it's vayhi acharei mos Moshe. Why? We should come acharei Moshe, because Yeshua came up after Moshe. And we mention Moshe and Zos HaBracha. He says, and therefore he says, he says he doesn't like it, okay, because we really should do a Haftorah, which is similar to what we finished the Kriya off with, and why are we talking about after Moshe Rabbeinu's life in the Haftorah? The Yesha Omrim, but there were Minhagim who combined, there were places that combined both Minhagim, and what happened was they would read by Yamud Shlomo, but they were recite three psukim from Sefer Yeshua. The Tov Lechos Mizel Mizah. So the first question I really want to ask is the question of, okay, we changed off Torah, but what is the significance? And we see, even if you feel you should not change off Torah, the Sefer Machlin mentions, and you should really focus on off Torah, the Chazal mentioned, why does he find it important to add three more psukim from Sefer Yeshua? So that's one question, all right? And the second question is, also, Sefer Bereishis is not, Parshas Bereishis is not mentioned in Chazal either. And that was added, and that's universal. So the question is, why do we add Bereishis? Now, it's true. We definitely added Bereishis because, as we saw before, we don't want the Satan to makatrig and say, look, the Jews finished reading the Torah. So in order that the Satan should not be makatrig, we go ahead and we read Parshas Bereishis. I think we have to understand the deeper meaning of what does it mean, the Satan. Obviously, we talk about the Satan, we're talking about ourselves. We want to teach ourselves a lesson. So the question is, what lesson do we want to teach ourselves? So I want to mention, first of all, an idea that I heard from my uncle mentioned about Simchas Torah, and then focus on that and see how that idea can really make our Simchas Torah much more special. So he says, the Gemara says in Meseches Sukkah, Meseches Yuma, I have Rosh Hashanah also, as we know, Shmini Atzeres, even though it's part of Sukkot, what does it mean part of Sukkot? If someone makes a mistake and says Chag HaSukkot on Shmini Atzeres, he's Yotze. Okay? It's definitely looked at as part of Sukkot, but it's also a holiday by itself. And the Gemara says in source number 14, Meseches Sukkah, other places, it's a regal me'atzmo l'inyan pazar kashav as far as pazar kashav is concerned. Source number 14. The question is, what does pazar kashav mean? So pious me'atzmo, a whole sukkah of all the kabbanos. There's a lottery every day, a few lotteries to decide which kohanim can go ahead and can be machm the kabbanot. And every day of sukkah was connected. So it was followed a certain pattern every single day. It was a new type of lottery. And then if we go in and we look, as Mamav Meyatzmo, we say, Shechyonu and Shmini Atzeres, Regal Meyatzmo, Krov Meyatzmo, Regal means it has its own name, Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or Yom Chag Shmini, whatever you say, Korv Meyatzmo has its own type of Korban, Shir Meyatzmo has its own Shir Shal Yom, Bracha Meyatzmo has a Bracha by itself also. So what does Bracha La'atzmo mean? So we'll focus on Rashi. Rashi says, it's Yom Hashmini, but then he quotes it to Sefta. V'sefta mashma shavarcha es hamelech, that Shmini Atzeres is the day that you bless the king. Okay? Where do we see such a concept that after a holiday you have to go ahead and bless the king? So he says, he quotes, Rashi quotes, and the Sefta quotes, Shenemar after Chanukah, Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo HaMelech blessed all the people, but Yom Hashmine Shilach Sa'am, on the eighth day they went out, he blessed the nation, he sent the nation, Vayavarchus the Melech, and the nation blessed the king. So just like we see after Chanukat Beit HaMikdash, Am Yisrael blessed Shlomo HaMelech, we have to bless the king also. Who is the king that we're blessing? We could say we're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure, no question. Or we could say also we're blessing the Melech Moshe Rabbeinu. But whatever it is, we're blessing Moshe Rabbeinu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissary. We're blessing the king. And that's why my uncle pointed out one reason he's also a bracha is not just to get to, is not just to get a bracha, but also to go ahead and to give a bracha. Now, so in order to understand that, he says, we have to get, if you look at, you look at source number 19 for a second. So bracha la'atzmo, so mevarchin hayus ha-melech, zeicha nuchas ha-vezbayas, zeicha nuchas ha-vezbayas. Okay, so now, so I think based on this, we can now understand what is the idea behind Simchas Torah. So we're blessing the king. And now, so first of all, I would just say that if you look at source number 20 for a second, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but inside and outside, I want to just digress for a second to the Meshech Chachma. So the Meshech Chachma is Hadron on the Torah mentioned this question that why is it that we read the Torah B'yecharei Mos Moshe if Chazal said to do a different Torah? And he says, and he points out like this. He says, listen, he says, and through the time of the early Rishonim, there were definitely two Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Minhag Eretz Yisrael was to finish the Torah, I believe, every 3 years. And Minhag Bavel was to finish the Torah every year. At a certain point, and I guess depending where you live, that was the Minhag of the place. In Mitzrayim, they had two Kehilot. One Kehilah was followed the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael. They finished the Torah every 3 years. And one Kehilah followed the Minhag of Bavel. They finished the Torah every year. And it's fascinating. They said that the people who, so obviously for those people who finished Torah every year, Simchas Torah was a huge celebration. And for those people who did not finish Torah every year, Simchas Torah was regular Yontif. But after the people who followed Minhag Eretz Yisrael finished davening Simchas Torah, they would go to the shul of those who followed Minhag Bavel in Mitzrayim in Egypt in order to celebrate with them. A very beautiful concept, a beautiful idea. So he says like this. He says, reading Zos HaBracha, he says, that's because of Kedushas Hayom at Simchas Torah. Okay? Why? So he says, because as we said, I said at the beginning of this year, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, is about us. That we have a very special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we read Zos HaBracha, Hofiyah Mehar Parah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to all the Umas HaOlam. No one wanted it. We took it because we have a very special relationship. And that is Minyan Adiyoma of Simchas Torah. And we know we have a very special relationship, and the Meshech Chachma quotes various Maimar Chazal that go ahead and say that even when the Jewish people sin, we have a special relationship. Am Yisrael, we are, he says, we are very special. He quotes the Pasuk, Vayarech, Esreach, Begodov, when Yahweh gave him for the brachas, and he says he smelled the Reach Begodov of even those Jews, and weren't such good Jews, and they're full of mitzvos. All right. So when Yitzchak Avinu, you know, emphasized the difference between Yaakov and Esav, it's not the tzaddikim of Yaakov and Rishayim of Esav. It's even Rishayim of Yaakov. The Jewish people are very special people, and Zos HaBracha goes ahead and underscores that. That's the idea. So and I guess the idea of the Beis HaMikdash also underscores the idea that we're special. He says, however, now to finish Torah every year, we go ahead and we read. To go ahead and to show that nothing can be added to Torah, nothing can change the Torah. And for that reason, we read the first parak in Yeshua, which says, you finish the Torah, but no, you got to go back to the Torah. That's the Meshech Chachma's idea. I have something which maybe we can incorporate in Meshech Chachma, but I want to mention. So he said, so on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we give a bracha to the king. The question is, what does a bracha mean? What is really a bracha? What does it mean? So obviously, when we make a bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and actually I'll explain what that means. What is a bracha? So if you look at the Torah and see where brachas are mentioned, source number 16. By source number 16, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, go to Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to happen? Beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. So what's going to happen is that whoever blesses you will be blessed, whoever curses will be cursed, and all the mishpachos adama will bless their children through you, as Rashi explains. So is that what? Why is that a bracha? God gives me a bracha, give me money, give me knowledge, you know, give me a nice house. What's the idea of the nivrchuvacha? That because all of a sudden, because the Jewish people, because the Umos HaOlam are going to bless their children like Avraham, why is that a bracha? And we see the same thing, the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Ephraim Menashe. Vayavarchem vayomalu leimor. What was the bracha he gave them? He didn't say you're going to be wealthy, you're going to be powerful. He says when Am Yisrael blesses their children, which we still do today, v'chol yivarch leimor yisimcha l'kim k'vayim Menashe. Vayosim is Ephraim leimenashe. And that's true today. I remember my father gave me a bracha. There was no lum, there's no chachma. It was all yisimcha l'kim k'vayim Menashe. Why is that a bracha? What's the idea? The idea of a bracha is very simple. And this is important to keep in mind also. We make a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, bracha to Hashem, shekol ne'evaro, any bracha that we make. What does a bracha mean? The bracha means that there should be more of you. All right, so if you have a person, let's say, for example, the Talmud Chacham, and he says a lot of Torah, what's the biggest bracha he could get? The biggest bracha he could get is the fact that people are learning his Torah. So his Torah is widespread. He's influencing somebody. Somebody who, you know, is an artist and enjoys his art. The biggest bracha as an artist to get is that his art is in people's houses. As we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, say, for example, we say, Baruch Hu Hashem, Rofei Chol Basar, Mfli Lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Rofei Chol Basar, and we want to see more of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to see more of you in terms of Rafua. We want to see more. We want to feel the influence more. That's why it's important to say Hashem Shereb Kavana, especially now. We want to see more of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. That's the idea of the bracha. So for and that's what HaKadosh Baruch said to Avram. I'm gonna give you a bracha. What's gonna be? Parents will want their children to be like you, to be little Avrams. Yaakov says to Ephraim Menashe, parents will want their children to be little Ephraim Menashes. That's the grace bracha, that there'll be more people like you. Your influence will be felt. That's the idea. So this is the bracha that we are giving the Melech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Simchas Torah. Moshe gives us a bracha, and we are giving a bracha to the Melech. So what's a bracha? A bracha is the influence should continue. And what's the greatest bracha we can give Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can somehow... that we cause the influence of the Torah to be continued, that we do something to show the influence of the Torah should be continued. And for this reason, I believe that that's why it became a custom to read Bereishis. Why? That, yes, we finished the Torah, but we're going on. We're going on and we're doing it again, and with more knowledge, with more expertise, and we're going to make the Torah, we're going to go ahead and make the Torah greater. That's the idea, that's the relevance of going ahead and reading Vizos Habracha. That's the idea of maybe reading Sefer Yeshua, because number one, we finished the Torah, so now we're learning Navi. But it's not just that, it shows that Moshe Rabbeinu influences continuing. I think that's the idea when we talk about the fact that we don't want the Sotim Makatreg to indict Klal Yisrael. Look, they finished the Torah and they're not continuing to learn. Well, let's forget the Sotim for a second. What's the idea? I believe the idea is that for ourselves, we want to show that we're continuing to learn Torah. We're not saying, okay, we finished going ahead and we finished learning. We're going to keep going ahead. We're going to keep learning more. The influence of the Torah is going to keep us going. And that's the Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah is the fact that we go ahead and we keep learning the Torah. There's a very famous Chassidus Shemaisa. It's so famous, I forgot who it's with. But a certain, and the truth is, I did not think it could be a Mishnah Rav also. A similar story in a certain shul back in Europe, let's say. And a certain Rav, a Rebbe, saw one of the Hasidim, one of the people dancing. And this is a guy that Mamish didn't learn the whole year. So he says to him, what are you dancing for? This is not your Chag. And he says, Rebbe, you don't learn? He says, Rebbe, if you saw me at my friend's daughter's wedding, would you ask me why I'm dancing? It's not my daughter. I'm joining in a simcha. So I'm joining a simcha Klal Yisrael, but I think it goes beyond. I think because every single Jew can be a sameach, because every single Jew goes ahead and he shows how the influence of the Torah is continuing. You know, and even at times like this, when we know we're limited in a certain sense, minyanim are smaller. The time we spend in shul is smaller. But we're still working very hard to try to go ahead and to mekayim the mitzvos. We're still working very, very hard to try to go ahead and mekayim the mitzvos. That's the question. So we have to really ask ourselves. So, and that's the simcha of Simchas Torah. The simcha of Simchas Torah is that we're rejoicing in the fact that we're restarting the Torah, and by doing that, we're giving a bracha to the king, whether the king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, or the king is Moshe Rabbeinu who gives us the bracha because it's Torah's Moshe, but we are rejoicing in the fact that we actually have we actually have a part in continuing the legacy of Torah. And that is the message that we're going ahead and we're telling ourselves. Why are we so worried about the Satan, the devil, the accuser? We're about ourselves for us to realize what our responsibility is. That's the idea. And there are people who maybe were not Mavr Sedra this year, but they're going to come to Voracious, especially a year like this year. It's so easy because, you know, sometimes if Simchas Torah and Chutz Eretz is on Thursday or in Chutz Eretz on Friday, you have one day to do the parasha. Here you have a whole week. They're going to start again. They're showing everyone who does that shows whatever they do, where they learn Sefer Yeshua, they learn Gemara. They're showing we're continuing the legacy, and that's the simcha. That is the simcha of Simchas Torah. That by restarting, by doing something, we're going ahead and we are showing that we're continuing the legacy of Simchas Torah. You know, based on the idea I mentioned earlier, that the real Simchas Torah is being maschil. My father told me that my grandfather, Moshe Soloveitchik, when he was in Europe, he always took Chasim Bereishis, never Chasim Torah, because he felt Chasim Bereishis is more significant because you're starting, and that's the real Simchas Torah. He says, when he came to America, he felt American Balabatim did not understand it, so he took Chasim Torah. But Chasim Bereishis, that's the real Simcha. You're doing it, you're going ahead and starting. So I started off the shir by asking the question, you know, what are we going to go ahead and what are we going to do in terms of how will we go ahead and how will we celebrate Simchas Torah this year? Okay, well, we have a little bit of kafos. I think it's incumbent on everybody to show in some way that we're giving a bracha to the king. And what is the bracha to the king? The bracha to the king is to go ahead and the bracha to the king is to go ahead and to show we're continuing the Torah, and that's by obviously starting Parshas Bereishis. But it goes beyond that. What are we doing with our own personal learning? In our own personal learning, are we going ahead in our own personal learning? Are we going ahead and are we going to show ourselves that we're continuing something? So I'll give an example. Okay, I'll give a personal example for myself, and everyone can find their own example. So I've been learning Masechta Shabbos, not Daf Yomi. Masechta Shabbos taking a little bit slower, I'm about to finish the second parak. So my goal is to try, if I can, over Sukkot, to try to chazer the first two parakim. It's a Simchas Torah I can say, okay, I chazer the first two parakim. I'm really working, I'm doing something. Everyone has to find some way. And by the way, it could be by an extra zehiras on mitzvos, but to realize how important it is. And now tying in, as I pointed out beginning of the shir, that Simchas Torah on a certain level has the same maftir, I'm sorry, the same musaf as Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So if we can go ahead and actually show, we can show HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should say, I'm sorry, that we're continuing the legacy of the Torah. Guess the real bracha we're giving. And that's why we start Zos HaBracha. That's why we do the HaTorah. And we're rejoicing the fact that we have that Tzchus. That's the way to celebrate Simchas Torah. So I think it's something we should do every year. But certainly a year like this, we should have an extra HaKadah. Try ourselves, our family, to somehow show that we're continuing the legacy, and that's done by going ahead and by learning more Torah. There's a beautiful story of Vilna Gaon. I think when he was a child, I think it was the Vilna Gaon, wanted to run through a certain Masechta or Simchas Torah night. No, but obviously that's not something we're going to do. But I think what's incumbent upon us this year is to try to show something extra that works in your legacy by taking another Seder, trying to finish something, showing how important Torah doing these things. And that's the way we can celebrate some Torah this year. So we can go to shul. We can have 2 minute hakafas. We can have, what chasim Torah will be like, chasim brachos will be like, what extra leaves will be like. It's hard to know. We have to be very safe. But the one thing we still have, we still have the Torah, and the Torah can go ahead and the Torah can guide us and inspire us. I'll just finish off with a story that my father, after the stroke, and I mentioned the story a number of times. So, for a few months, he had no sensation in his left side. And then a few months later, the sensation came back from a vention. It was very painful. He had a very, very difficult time functioning. So what happened was, I think that for the first time, he was complaining a lot. He was complaining, and one of his students asked him, Rebbe, why are you complaining so much? He never complained. He said, listen, he says, basically he said that he quoted the story that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who had terrible yisurim, terrible pains and challenges, once said, I don't want the challenges or the reward. And he asked, how could Rabbi Yehuda Nasi complain? Yehuda Nasi was a tzaddik. So he quoted the Marshal who said, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't mind complaining, didn't mind all the yisurim as long as he can learn. But once the Torah, once the challenges stop learning, that's when he complains. The same thing here, he said to himself, I can't learn because of the pain, I'm going to complain. So I would just say that many of us are not dealing with challenges like that. No challenges, Simchas Torah is not going to be regular Simchas Torah. But one thing we still have is Limud HaTorah, we can still learn Torah. The way to celebrate Simchas Torah this year is to go ahead and to learn Torah, and to do something extra to show that we're continuing the legacy of Limud HaTorah, not just by Engzos HaBracha, not just by reading Sefer Yeshua, but do something ourselves. And if we do that, we can really miss Sameach, and that's really the ultimate simcha that we have of our own accomplishments for the Torah. So I would just say that I'm going to stop the shir for a second, all right? And for some reason, I'm not sure why. This one's give me a second. For some reason, my video is not working. I'm not exactly sure why. I tried, but I'm having some sort of a challenge. Oh, yeah, actually, you can see me. You can see me right there. I'm here. I'm the Chaim Soloveitchik. So I'm going to turn off